Reaching out and talking to a complete stranger about your deepest fears and problems can sometimes prove itself a difficult task. That, combined with the average male worrying about looking weak for reaching out, is the reason why so many men suffer in silence. Yuki Rosewarne, a student from Sydney's Macquarie University, has experienced his fair share of mental health struggles throughout his life, and understands just as much as any man why it's so hard to reach out.
I'd say for most men, it's just the communication issue for the most part. A lot of men struggle with communicating their feelings towards like just different aspects of life towards like to someone else. And I'd say that like unwillingness to communicate and like bottle up their emotions is more or less what leads them to having poorer mental health. Because there's like this whole stigma of, oh, I'm a man, I have to just be a man about it, and I got to deal with it myself. I can't talk to anybody about it.
Communicating your feelings and being vulnerable is something that is difficult to embrace for anyone, and the male stigma around it doesn't make it any easier. As a result, there are many more women reaching out for professional help as opposed to men. Griffith University's Head of Counselling and Wellbeing, Dr. Jonathan Munro, actively engages and communicates with a few men that seek professional help. But where does the stigma come from? Why do most men adopt the same bottle it up mentality? Dr. Munro shares his thoughts.
Parents see their sensitive little boys going off to school, and they receive the shaming process that basically kills off those parts of themselves. And so the soft, gentle little boys holding hands with other boys or little girls, then is switched off, basically. And so men, if you like, boys, and then men are renewed into just seeing this as unavoidable, and parents just seeing this as unavoidable.
As a counsellor, Dr. Munro is professionally equipped to help anyone who reaches out for help. But like other counsellors, he is rarely contacted by male patients.
You know, something like a quarter of men said they'd be likely or very likely to seek help. But, you know, that leaves like three quarters of men who are not likely to seek help from anyone. And we know from the statistics that the incidence of mental health issues in men is definitely higher than 25%. For example, men's suicide. You know, according to Lifeline, 9 Australians take their own lives every day, and 75% of those are men.
75% is a concerningly high statistic. However, many organisations have put this into consideration and have begun hosting mental wellness events that are focused towards men.
Beyond Blue have a good snag program. It's called Mr. Perfect, which holds free barbecues across Australia every month to try and reduce social isolation and get men to talk to each other. Another group is helping men to get out of the house. It's called Tough Guy Book Club. It was founded about 8 years ago. And so, you know, getting out of the house, reading, and having more mates are all things that are good for you.
Men still struggle with the masculine stigma around men reaching out for professional help. However, it is good to see that this is already being addressed. This is Kian Lavender signing off. Take care and say yes to help.